A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 2nd, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about moves by some South Africans to flush out foreigners in that country.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly right now at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And you can also reach us right now on the internet you can go to www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, go to www.voashona.com and for Ndebele, www.voandebele.com right now.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about violence in South Africa.
Some South Africans today attacked foreigners, shut down highways, looted shops in Turfontaine, Silverton, Malvern, Primrose, Gemstone, Angelo, Jeepstown, Pitt, Retief, Witbank, and Hillbrow, and some other places as well. Several people were seriously injured in the violence targeted at foreigners. The irate South Africans demanding their jobs in the transport, hospitality, and other sectors are promising more fireworks on Tuesday, especially in Johannesburg.
According to Reuters, police arrested dozens of people in Johannesburg today. Police were unable to say what triggered the violence, although the high unemployment, widespread poverty and income disparities have all been blamed for recent disturbances and attacks on immigrants.
Gibbs also reported that pressure groups Mzansi Wetu and All Truck Drivers Foundation have vowed to flush out foreigners from South Africa, especially those working in the country without proper immigration papers. They have vowed to continue with the mass action until the government meets their grievances. Some foreigners are hitting back in Hillborough and other areas.
According to EWN News Group, Police Minister Bekele described the situation in Johannesburg Central Business District as a national emergency, noting that more police will be deployed to deal with the unrest tomorrow.
And there were skirmishes between South Africans and foreigners last week following the shooting to death of a local taxi driver over dangerous drugs being sold to locals. About 62 people were killed in xenophobic attacks in South Africa in 2008. In 2015, at least 7 people were killed in similar attacks on immigrants.
Yebambe zulukandaba lingalijona njani lapho khona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Loke unkipstube njewa lizwile, sikuma kwa lambo lo Marvelous. Ye, lamtu sikuka ngako ikuno kukenza kala kule South Africa. Sizwile kutu kulaba ntaba nengi, haba nganzani paki chinyiswa kuna ngale. Kupazo kusitige is dollars nengzi valiwe imkwako njalo la hivaliwe. Kufalo nje kwenke loko kwenzua ngabantu, haba kulita nganiso zicheneo, haba nye kutuwa All Truck Drivers Foundation. Kuzobuya labanya bati, haba ziti imzansi wetu. Bakala ngokuthi imsebenzi isithethwe ngabantu bokuza njalo abantu bokuza bathengisa izidakamizwa so bathi sokwanele lokho abasekufuni sixoxele abanye khona ngale kwele South Africa bathi ye khonokho kwenzakalayo kungazani kuyabasinda kakhulu ngakho ke laba abantu abavela emazweni abayenza konke khonokho kumele basuke baye lapho abadabuka khona uzobuya endaweni njengehillbrow sizwile ukuthi ke besokugijiniswana sibili phakathi kwabantu abadabuka kwamanye amazwe ogoqela bezimbabwe labenigeria labanye nje abagcina bephindisela phela besithi lokhu kungeke kwenzakala ukuthi bashaywe kumbe babulawe bekhangele so sifuna ukuzwa ngani khona ngapho lapho elikhona endaweni zonke ke ezijeneyo ejohannesburg langaphi ngapho ukuthi litsho phela ukuthi lokubona njani kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa kunewo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu chelife talk tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro nhasi semuvuro kudai tiri kutarisa isu mirizhonga iri kunzi iyo iri kuitika muSouth Africa pakati pezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa nezvizvarwa zvinobva kune dzimwe nyika dzinosanganisira Nigeria, Zimbabwe nedzimwewo dzemuAfrica. tiri kunzwa kuti pane mamwe mapoka ari kuti iwa asi kufara ne mabatirwo ari kuitwa vanhu munyika imomo uyezve vari kutorerwa mabasa nevanhu vanobva kuZimbabwe. Pane pressure group inonzi Muzansi wetu ne All Truck Drivers Foundation iri kuti iyo ichange iri kuenda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana vachiburitsa vanhu vasina mapepa vanoita ivo zvekutyaira magonyeti kana kushanda mune mamwe mabasa. Saka ndo zvatiri kutarisa kuti imimi muri kupi uyezve kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei. Pane vamwe vambotaura kuti pane nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzanga dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzichiwanikwa dziine mhirizhonga nhasi. Nzvimbo idzi dzinoti Silverton, Malvern, Primrose, Jamestown, Angelo, Gippstown, Pietretive, Witbank, neku Hillbro, nedzimwe nzvimbo dziri kunzidzo kwanga kuine mhirizhonga yakawanda uyezve vanhu vanga vari kurohwa vamwe vachi pane dzimwe nzvimbo dziri kunzi kwapiswa ikwe mota vemanigerian vanga vane castles yanga iriko tiri kuona padande mutande zvichinzi mota dzapiswa. Asi pindai muchirongwa muchitiudza kuti imi kwamuri ikoko ndekupi uyezve kuti kwakamira sei. Kana muri kuda kuti tikufonere mubva manyora nhamba dzenyu, nekuti tambenge takaisa post ipo pano tikaona vazhinji vachinyora vachiti tikufonerei. Saka tichange tiri kuedza kukufonerai kuti mutiudze kuti kwakamira sei kwamuri uyezve kuti zvii zvingaitwe. Vamwe vari kuchema chemawo vachiti dai hurumende yekuZimbabwe yagadzirisa zvinhu vanhu vakwanisa kunge vachidzokera kunowana mabasa kumusha. Pane vamwe mai vatomboita live ipapa paFacebook vachiti ivo mangwana chai vari kumbokwira bhazi vaende kumusha kwemavhiki anoita maviri kuti zvinhu zvimboita zvichiita nani imomo muSouth Africa. Tinoda kunzwa kuti mimi muri kupi pari zvino uyezve kuti kwakamira sei kwamuri ikoko. Kana muda kuti mutikufonerei, ibvai maisa nhamba dzenyu makanyora zvakare nemacode namba enyu kuitira kuti tikwanise kukubatai. Gibbs.
Yes, we talked to one of the guys who's in one of the pressure groups. He's in Johannesburg. Let's listen to what he said and then we've got a response from Dennis Juru. It's just a short audio. I think we can roll it out.
Vanhu vanga vachifungidzira kuti zvichange zvichiitika kune vemarori chete, asi tiri kuona kuti zvaakutoitika.
So that is Mr. Juru. I think maybe there was a little bit of a mix-up. So anyway, we talked to this guy. He was saying, you know, the primary thing here is that many people in South Africa are disenfranchised. Mm-hmm. So they want their jobs back. They're saying there are some foreigners who are actually occupying different kind of, you know, jobs that are supposed to be for South Africans. Mm-hmm. So they don't define exactly what is supposed to be South African and what's not supposed to be South Africans, South African kind of jobs. So then they're talking about truck drivers. Mm-hmm. They're saying if you are not a local person, don't drive a South African car. Mm. So they're saying all trucks belong to South Africans. But then, you know, employers have got a right to employ who they think is competent to do that kind of a job. So I think there are so many of these things. And the other thing is on drugs. You still remember what happened last week in Pretoria, you know, so all those kind of things.
Saka kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, pindai muchirongwa muchitiudza kuti muri kupi uyezve kuti kwakamira sei kwamuri ikoko. Tinoziva kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvakawanda, asi ndiri kunzwa kuti tine muteereri wedu wekutanga regai tiende kwavari. Hallo caller.
Hallo, Sima, zvemakasimba here?
Aiwa, takasimba. Zviri sei sei, muri kupi mukoma?
Ndiri Cape Town, ndakabuda muJoburg nezuru. Havacha vangu vangu vachamutaka kuratidzira ipai pakaipa wena.
Saka zvii zvaiitika pamakabuda imomo muJoburg nezuru?
Vaingotaura kuti grini hatisa kuti mudrive matraki muno muchichichi, but zvavo mabhozi ndodrive hangu taxi ndifambana taxi from Joburg Cape Town. Cape Town chimborova local mu Cape Town, but hazvina kuti mbombera musha. Tiringoporomiswa kuti tichazvirwa ticharohwa, but tomuzvisa kuna Mwari. Ise kuno Cape Town hedu kuchakanyarara zvavo.
Saka nhasi mamboita mabasa here kwamuri ikoko, uyezve pavanenge vachitaura nemi apa mapurisa ari kuti chiine zviri kuitika?
Mapurisa hapana zvaari kudara zvavakumbobatsira. Mapurisa anaitoziva kuti vanhu vanga vatogadzira nyika yekuti mumboitawo mhepo. Zvinomaonera ndiri kuita because vanozopindirana vanhu vatomboluta vaita sei vaita sei. Zvotori ne hurumende muno maithink ine ndiyo iri kukoshedzera vanhu kuti vadirini vapase zvinhu zvinhu yevanhu nekuita sei noita sei. Vozongopedzisira vozongouya vakunyepera kunge vada kubatsira mazera. Vatu vari vane vatanga dambudzimirionga.
Saka hapana kana zviri kubuda pamatelevhizheni nezvimwewo here hurumende ichiti vanhu vasaite izvi?
Aiyi buda zai shida rubat Paris ni ni wanara tofa wanara tuni zamzia wana buda zai saka asuba trechun man. Ina wundi na advante yuri ndo tawara wuko se muno maavam budi mati andu mizoni sota ndi notisa wu.
Imi advante chenyu ndechi sori tawara isho gani? Mati advante chenyu ndechi?
Ndita ura tuwasa ndaka mbe ndaka rura mkazwe muno.
Ok. Shaka zabati na koti makambo rura mkazwe imomo.
Zabati na pandika zida chumta uchumta uro chao chitosa batahe.
Okay, mira mbota ora na Gibbs, mbota ora ni mine titosa cha munu ziwechi Gibbs.
Yeah, usilile mpoetu.
Yeah, nipilile mbosu njano wena tatu.
Ay, ngati. Akucho pelu kutu wena usile njano kutubanga kutlaseli. Wenze njano?
Phone, sorry. Yeah, I know. I think he will call back because he's very interested. He's saying that he has been able to evade a lot of confrontation because he speaks the language. He was married to a local woman.
Mm-hmm.
But here we have another caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, tukuta wana nanu ya jemuri kupi?
Utara mkoma watu wari ku Cape Town.
Taura iti nzwe mkoma.
Na mchi kumbro tidae wa mnangago na wacha misaka. Wachire gautu wa mesera isu weri ushinji wa Zimbabwe. Buwazi parishu na tishu sinagwe kutisira. Kumika kwa diwani wari kupondwa. Kuno kusota Afrika tu pondwa. Sista kato manjira ku. Watu gaziro nika taona kujoka kumika kwa di.
Aiwa mashoko makuku tu tinoshuwira kuti vacha jeans wa ivo vacha misa na vamunangagwa chikumbiro chenyu chamapa kuti dai vagadzirisa nyika. Taura yenyu mashoko yenyu kupedzisira kwakamira sei ikoko uyezve muri kunyatsofila here kuti muri safe kwamuri ikoko?
Kwatiri izvi zviri kutotona kuchiri nani but kana zvinhu zvatotanga kudaro sio tingangobatirwa hana maoko because tine tisingazivi kuti wari kuno vacho vachafungawo sei.
Aiwa mashoko makuku tu tunokutenda ichaizvo kola muve nezitara zuva rakanaka.
Maita zvinhu.
There's a caller there. He's saying he's in Cape Town and his wish is for the president Emmerson Mnangagwa and the MDC president Nelson Chamisa to get into dialogue and try and reach a solution. That's what he's saying. Over to you.
Yes. So we've got some people who are actually posting messages right now here. And one of them is Msunduzwa Ndlovu, utikona udlame lukona mpela. So he's saying there's rampant violence. And Francis Spanda Matunuga writes, Baza katala kotwa April, lapa ngeke kulunge, bazo kichima ngempela. So he says, well, they can do whatever they want, but in Hillbrow, they'll face something there. So he's promising some fireworks. Then Inon Lovu says, laba bantu, kapakaba ngshema, sikwazi ukuthi benzani. UClemence Live Mzola, uDube Mthembo, uthi good evening basakazi, ye unjani khonapho lapha khona. Apion, Leya, uthi yakunzima bafowethu. Lo Francis Spanda, uthi ngicela limfonele. Sikhumbuzo mlalazi, uthi uSathane sethule iplayground ezweni lakho leSouth Africa. So he says there's some kind of evil spirits in South Africa now. So that's according to Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Tim Tabangano Tamachono Tube, what do we have there?
I have on VOA Facebook Shona page, we have a lot of comments. In fact, starting from the morning, there's Flex Luxman Dasha. Arkuti, so far so good here in Northern Cape. Mepo, I said, yeah, Shika, Disciple Gilson Madani runs Africa. Iri kuitwa dividing neva pambe pfumi. Tafi Mataga, kuti mambo ndifonera, please call me again. Richard Pese, anzi ndifonere iwo, and he gives us his number, Lazarus Juga. As I'm watching you from Johannesburg, Tafi Mataga giving us his number again. Anyways, Mahoyo, kuti please call me, I'm in Joburg. Elvis Masuka Chanyuka, anzi ndifonere iwo. Tudzei kwa muri, please, kuitiro tichite nyore pa kufona. Clive Machekano, as I'm watching you from Zimbabwe. Courtney mepi Courtney ndiye watambo phone anzi 40 anzi phone yava yadambuka mundiregerero aiwa atashinzwisisa. Elvis Chanyuka arikuti I'm watching you from Cape Town South. Disciple Madaniro arikuti batore DA ndiro riri kuziva zvese izvi. Hlayana Machive aripano arikuti tifonere taurai shoko Ncube. Anzi I'm live watching you here in Johannesburg. I want to kuchingamidza anyway mahoyo akutifone rutendo marufu and maswera seiko pa studio 7 taswera zvakanaka kana muda kupinda muchirongwa nyorai kwa muri ne number dzenyu makaisa zvakare code number dzenyu tikufonerei Terence Naro anzi maswera seiko zvakaoma nhasi kuno ku South Africa. Elvis King Masuku arikuti God will help us. Brighton Tom Wana anzi ndifonerei Terence Naro. Patricia Sibanda Burau anzi maswera seiko vakoma zvakaoma mazviri kuno ndakateerera ndiri muJohannesburg. I think you have a caller,
yeah,
so
we've got a caller. You can Princess. Take your caller. Princess Buhle Ntini kunjani? Buhle Ntini sabona?
Yebo unjani msakazi?
Ngiyaphila unjani lapho khona?
Hayi, ngiyonqenye samsakazi ekunzima manje ngoba lento siyaqala lana ehibrokona lana. Ende manje vele sekunzima ngoba labantu bakithi labo sekelisana labantu labo.
Akwethu sikona kuma.
Akwethu savile kona pasevalweni kakhulu ngoba thina siyibona into esiyitshayelwayo ngoba phela laba bantu abafuni nokusebenza. Abafuni ukusebenza. Bona abafuni ukudla mahara nje. Ayi vile manje khona lana nje igcose kuqalile vele ende manje abantu bakithi labo sebehlomile. Bathi bathisela impahla omalayitha ekuseni manje bathi labo sebehloma. Yo, kunzima msakazi.
Kuthiswe ngaphi impahla zabo malayitha?
Lapho abathwalela khona irenki yabo malayitha eseyopha.
Kuyabheda khonapho?
Kuyabheda vele manje akusela muntu ohambayo and into yobuhlungu ukuthi abanye bethu manje basemsebenzini ema-restaurant bayatshayise ebusuku asazi ukuthi bazophepha kanjani.
Hayi lihlale indoze enxekwe yabangcono ukuthi xa ngaphuma ngaphandle.
Eh kona hey but ngoba phela kumele siye emsebenzini lathi.
Hayi siyakuzwa ntombi. Manje ubona zani pho kuyaphela njani kona?
Kona nje iSouth Africa yona imele ikhulume labantu bayo ngoba kunje iSouth Africa layo iyathola isizwe kwamanye ama-African country. We are one nation. Kumele nje kukhuliswane u-understandane.
Hayi siyakuzwa ntombi yakho.
Yeah.
Entini mama sibonge kakhulu ngathi nokusasa.
Hayi. Ngiyabonga.
Yes, tatu babu lakhe Jabangu. Jabangu kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Ngiyaphila ungapho kona?
Ya mina ngikhona la eStandardton ngiseMpumalanga.
Kube njani? Kube njani lapho?
Ngifisi ngiyaphetha kufana nami nje njengoba ngikhuluma nami manje ngishisele imoto emini.
Yematot.
Because umsindo wona bongakadumi so but ngathi sozoqala because imoto yona usha seyishile. Ukukhuluma bayakhuluma bathi bona thatha umsebenzi wabo senzani 1 2 3 but mangathi yobheka. Inkinga labantu abafuna ukusebenza and umsebenzi esiwenzayo thina special mina. Angeke baqale bathi bayawuyenza.
Umsebenzi onjani?
Manje manje babizi basilwisa.
Umsebenzi onjani lo okhuluma ngawo?
Mina ngumuntu okuthengisa, ngithengisa ama-veggie, ngihamba ngithengisa ngemoto. Bangishisela imoto ina 2 months ngithengile. Khuluma nje inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu.
Ah, sorry mfowethu. So manje ubona zani uzayenza nxa ukhona popo? Imoli inga?
Sorry?
Imoli yakho ingaphi? Umndeni wakho? Abantwana?
Bakhona la.
Labantwana bonke?
Bonke nje, bakhona khona la.
Yeah, bakithi. Uvela kuliphi lokhu itshe kobulawayo?
Non
siyahara. Oh yebo phela hayi. Phosela ukugcina baba.
No, sengimanye ngiyasho nje ukuthi kumele iqaphele cause nje imbi iqala noma yinini ndokunganakanga cause njengami benganakanga njengamanhlanje bengazi ukuthi ngiyogcina ngisime esinje.
Aha.
Mara igcineni ngileso simo kumele iqaphele cause akuhlala ngamnandi njengoba sihleli so. Kunzima mfokubi.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa
ke. Kumele sibheke la samba khona ukuthi nje ngamani suke noma yini kunjalo.
Hayi kunjalo baba. Hayi silethemba lokuthi liza paper bafowethu bese belibulale khona ngapho. Siyabonga kakhulu ukungena kuhlelo.
Okay, no, nami ngiyabonga.
Yeah, okay, no, papa, so he says his new car was bent and he lost a lot of things. So he's a vegetable, you know, seller and all those kind of things.
So, where, in Johannesburg?
Yeah, just outside Johannesburg.
Oh, okay. We have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey, Makadi, Truktora, Nanui, Shemurkubi.
I can do it. The role of Johannesburg from, actually it started yesterday. There's a place called Julius in a place called Malvin. There was a fire on one of the, you know, those old designated buildings. And then, so when the firefighters were busy trying to take out the fire, people took advantage and they started looting the nearby shops. They didn't choose whether it was a foreign or local country, which had been saved, short ride, and anything. And then today in the morning, it spread the wall of Johannesburg into the CBD, the main tech ranks, MTN, Brie, and all over. So at the end of the day, foreigners started to retaliate, and then it became a war. But what surprised me, it was in the CBD. There was a lot of toys. So I think these foreign people, they are using trains, because train is the cheapest mode of transport in South Africa. Most of them, they don't pay. They just jump in. So I think they brought some toys. Because Panga Panga, it was one day in Matombo. And I see my name, my foreign as Angao. As Angana, like Nigerians, Zimbabweans, Malawians, whoever. One side, and these locals went on the other side. And then, you know, when there's a chaos like this, most people, they take advantage, and then criminal activities are starting to happen. Because this is no longer about xenophobic attacks or whatever. It's just criminal hate. Because I saw some guy, when you hear a castle, there's no way you can have a castle which is illegal, not registered or whatever. They burnt all the cars. More than 50 to 20 cars were burnt. So you can imagine the situation. I'll advise whoever, especially Zimbabweans, just to stay into it, because walking around in this time, even during the day, is not a safe thing to be.
Aiwa, thank you so much. Kure nemoto musa wanikwe mchizo batanidzirwa mumirishonga asi ndikunzwa kuti namukoma Richard vari pa line. Hello, mukoma.
Hello, makadi tete mazo.
Tiri wadi, tiri kutaura nemi, muri kupi uye zvakamira sei?
Ndiri ku South Africa kumpumalanga.
Ehe, kwakamira sei kumpumalanga?
Kumpumalanga in terms of violence, kuchirinana, particularly in violence. Asi tichiona zvangachiita kunana Prince Jube kuti matraka anga tichisa ndangoonawo panews. Then ndangashora nomwe friend yangu mupurisa umwe nomusouth Africa kuma6 manera naye.
Vari kuti chii?
Ari kuti government iri kuronga kuti ise mamwe mapurisa anongomira nemaforeina achibata vanenge vasina mapepa, vakafungidzira kuti havana mapepa akakwana vabate vanhu vavatopere kumusha. Pakaesha pakatoipa.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu chaizvo. Tinokutendai.
Tinotenda tetema.
Bhabhai.
Slo baba ke ufana Mlalazi. Mlalazi kunjani? Hello, Mlalazi. Iko ngazani ucingo lwakhe ungani uyabaleka. Fana Mlalazi, uyangizwa lapho khona? Ungani ucingo, no, ucingo.
Regate le pana ba mchanyuka varipo. Hello, ba mchanyuka makadi.
Muri sei tete maze.
Aiwa, tiri wadi, muri kupi uyezve tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Bro, Cape Town. Yeah, inyaya yakaoma itiri kuona iri kuitika muJoburg. tinotokurudzira kudai hurumende yemusouth africa yakwinisa kutora matanho kune vanhu vari kuita zvinhu zvakadai uye hurumende yekuzimbabwe dai yakwanisawo kutibatsira zvinozoitika ndezvekuti vanozotora action kana vanhu vachinge vafa vakawanda because vanhu avo vari kuita vachibhana vanhu kuti hanzi matraka hafa vanhu vekunze avafanira kutora mabasa ekudrive matrak muno musouth africa yet matraks avo anopfuurawa nemuzimbabwe so mutemo unofanira kutogadzwa iwoyo kuti nekukurumidza kuti kana vadaro hakuna rimwe track richapfuura nebhodha rinonga richibuda musouth africa nekuti zvinhu zvakaoma kuti nyika irarame yakazvimirira isina vamwe vanhu vanoibatsira vedzimwe nyika kuno kucape town zvako kuchakanyarara but takutongogara tichitya nenyaya yekuti kana vanhu vacho vatanga zvemusindo havagumiri panzira vanowanzokubata masitizi akaita semahombe ana cape town durban johannesburg nana pretoria so tichitori kutotyawo izvozvi zvekuti we never know otherwise vanogona kungotangawo kunoko.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu chaiwo, uyezve toti mugare makatarisira kuitira kuti zvinhu zvisakubatewo ikoko.
Aiwa, tinotenda chose muvenezvakanata.
Thank you so much. So our caller there is from Cape Town. He's saying that it's slightly quiet over there, but he believes that anything can happen because once it starts in Johannesburg, it normally ricochets to places like Cape Town. So he says he's just cautiously waiting to see what's going to happen.
Let's take Nkululeko Gumbi. He's on the line. Gumbi, kunjani? Ncingweni kona.
Siyaphila ngoba kunjani?
Ngiyaphila ngapha kona apho Gumbi.
Ngise Port Elizabeth.
Iye, kunjani Port Elizabeth?
Hayi, ngapha kusase isimo sase right baba. Ngingathi mhlawumbe ngoba sisezwa nje into uba isihambi kahle ngapha ngase khona.
Wena wenzani? Utshayela izimoto?
Hayi, angitshayeli izimoto nje. Into engiyenzayo usebenza nje kuma-construction company into ezifana zonalezo.
Aha, kuyasebenzeka pho kumbe akusasebenzeki khona manje?
Hayi, kuyasebenzeka impela. Bekungakabi nankinga mpela. Hayi, asinde singakaboni lutho mpela esingalikiki ukuba khona. Mhlawumbe ngingasho ukuba hayi kukhona into esike ebambekayo engayisho. Zonke siyizwela nje kude lezi zigameko singathi azikho right yam.
Poke wena ubona zani konke lokho kuyaphi wena umbono wakho?
Eyi baba, ngingatsho ukuba mpela yikuhlupheka lokho esinako njengamanje because asinanto esinokuyenza because isimo vele sibi ngoba noma singaze sithi sibheke ekhaya but still kuvele kuyabheda nakhona ngoba nawe uyazi ukuthi isimo vele sinjani.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu, sibongele kakhulu Gumbi.
Yeah, baba.
Okay, papa. So Mr. Gumbi is in Port Elizabeth. Says of course that side is quiet and he works in the construction industry. I'm told we've got to Baba Shoko ecingweni. Baba Shoko kunjani? I think maybe I'm not sure.
Makadi Baba Shoko.
Yebo. Siyaphila kunjani mama?
Siphilile, uyaphila yini?
Tripe makadi mama.
Kwakadiko ikoko vashoko. Yebo, munoda kutaura nechirudzipi? Kuti muri kugoda zvese.
Zvese ndinokwalifya zvese sister.
Saka regai titange mozoenda hedu kuna brother redu. Muri kupi?
Ndingatina nhasi ipo.
Muri kupi?
Ndiri muJobheki chaiko mukati chamuri pafenda pashona. Mujobheki.
Titsangunangurei kuti kwakamira sei kujobheki kwamuruku.
Kujobheki tete hakuna kumira zvakanaka kubva makuseni kusvika konodoka. Hai, vamwe tapunyuka nepaburi chaivo retono chaiko chaiko, saka hazvina kumira zvakanaka.
Munoita mabasa ei kujobheki uko?
Tinoshanda ikoko kujobheki kwakare sisi kutibude tiende kumabasa chaiko chaiko, tatadza chaiko chaiko.
Ehe.
Nekuti vakomanava hai zvazvakaipa kwakudzoserwana kwakupotserwana, vamwe vane pfuti vamwe mane hondo yachaandisiraunda ndamboona nhasi sinsi ndakanzwa nezvechizinophobia but hai zviri kunoku zvadarikidzisa. Hachikumbiri chikuru chekuti dedai tatagonerwa kuti tichabatsirwa kuti kwedu kana kunyika ode kwakwanaka vakomana tadzokera kumusha, nekuti zvataona kana kuti zvatatichiona zvazvakaipa, nekuti achikatasa zvisina mabalkoni. Mapotirwa munhu kwafira munhu pamberi pefleti changu pasi, efleti ndakaona nemazuva angu nevhidhiyo ndachitoiwa chitoshuta tepasi. hakuna kumira zvakanaka dei vanga vapira kana government yekuno South Africa yabatsira nepainogona napo kuti vanhu dei vanga vazama kuavoida kufa kwevanhu before vanhu vasati vafa vakawandisa nekuti haya zvina kumira zvakanaka chero manirana aya hai ukungofamba kwakuchina munhu akakwanisa kuenda kufamba pasi nekuti hauchazivi kuti chachi xenophobia kana kuti kwavawo matsotsi vakutora advantage ipapo zvatiri kuona zvihombe chechi
mataura imi kuti pane munhu wamawana achifa pamberi peflat yenyu pamamuri makagara muchitarisa zviri kuitika vapfurwa here chichaitika
vanga vapfemo munhu vapfurwa uyu haana kupfurwa nepfuti yanga isiri pfuti chaitika ndechekuti vanga vari pamaflat vanga vakupotsera vari pasi vabetsera vekunzi ndingati vakabatana vekubomuzimbabwe kana kuti all mamani vekunzi kwenyika vari munhu mungotsvaga mabasa inga ane nzira yakaita seitete but tata kubetserawo nevanenge vachirwisana navo timumaflat nekuti achityisa kuburuka pasi vanga vachipota nemabwe sokuti zvitinha munhu yarwa nechitinha from zvadyba muflat zvabva tamurova musoro vafira ipapo chamanga achipotserwa navo nachidzingirirwa ipapo kusi kuti munhu akwadzo anga ari musouth africa kodinzi ina kwandaita
Aiwa, Ramba Makabata Gibbs, I don't know if you want to speak to me. He speaks in Ndebele. He's saying that he's actually in the heart of Jobbik where it's happening.
Yeah, Baba Shoko, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the picture. What are
hayi baba kwakungamanga kahle bitigizi kwakungamanga kahle sokuthi isikati sami ukuthi siphume semsebenzini siyogibela khona amateksi sokuthi siyogadawana namateksi masithi siyaphuma bayaqhamuka bavimbele khonini ukuthi beyongaboni okungaphambili abantu bayabaleka useko sho ukuthi babaleka khona heyi masithi siyazifuna ukubheka siyogibela amateksi siye emsebenzini hayi kwabanzima kakhulu saphunyuka ngendlela enzima kakhulu sesibisela sesigijima sibuyele emafletini khona yenze sihaya ne-taxifier kuthi ma-uber lasekhona ukuthi asijambise siyogibela kwenye indawo ade iba ngcono khona kufanele kungena ngaphakathi edrobheni ngoba bekunzima kukokula kade kuhlaselwa khona mamaphoyisa egijima ayovimba kuleli side labantu basithatha kulilili kwelinye side uyangithola ukuthi ngithimbao
ye sizwa kuthiwa amapolisa ayabukela kuphela
abanye baba elelo ningabe liqiniso kodwa into engiyibonile kahle kahle siyabonga amapolisa South Africa ngiyayizwa le nto ngilalele konke baba amapolisa adebuka ngeke sithi bebuka labantu bebebheka leyo nto behamba kunye bebesebekhathele baba ngoba besithi bazimba ngapha kuqale ngapha bazimba ngapha kuqale ngapha okunye bebesebefika bebuka khona lapha kade kunama South Africa mayehlulwa ukubona kwami mina uma ngikhuluma iqiniso ngoba angithandi ukukhuluma into engayibonanga yikho lapha kade ngathi baba yekela ngoba bebeyihlelwa ngoba lebethu South Africa bayithi bakhuza bebangabalaleli amapolisa ngenxa yalokuthi mhlawumbe baphethe ukuthi bona basezweni lakubo engithole yikwade bengathi amapolisa afika ayehlisa isandla khona lapho kade kumoshakala kakhulu amaphoyisa azangabukeli bekuyilezo ndawo ngamakhona namakhona ukunyengeke ngikufakazele ngengikuphike ngoba bengakubonanga lokhu engikubonile amaphoyisa bezama ukulwisa okusemandleni ukuthi ngabe azangabambaza qini ngabe ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe sizikhuluma nezidumbu eziningi kakhulu ngabe ziphansi baba
hayi siyakuza kakhulu Shoko silethemba lokuthi lizaphepha khonapho engozini le
hayi sesekubekele enkosini baba
ya siyabonga kakhulu Shoko
siyabonga kodwa ngabeke lamili
Okay, let me take, I think we have another caller. Yeah, hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Vanaro Makadi enyu. Tiri wadi muru, tiri kutawara ne muri pa iku, asi muri mkombi. Alright. Ehe, zvakamira sei? Muri kudrive mune route inenda kupi muchibva kupi?
Apa ndiri kubva ku Cape Town ndienda ku Durban, via Bloemfontein.
Ehe, zvakamira sei?
Kutanga ku Cape Town, Cape Town hasina plan pambotinetse. Kanga kune varume vairi vanga vachipika motikari. Vanga vachipika matraki. Only two guys. Kwezanga kujimisa motikari dzakonzera zvekuzvinwa kuitwa kutana but ndaona sokuti target yevanava haizi yekuti vari kutorerwa mabasa inhau yekuda kupa because pakakubhutira emati pari padhize nelocation vanobva valuta zvinhu zviri matraki the same thing ndo zvaitika futi kuna napochestrom that 10 road nokuinda mutopic nekuseni namatopic
Saka imi muri kuti ataurai.
Okay. Ine chikumbiro kana kuti the message yandoda kutumira kune vanhu verudzi rwekwedu.
Taurai tinzwi.
Especially vanhu vekwedu ngavarege kuprovoka vanhu vemuno. Especially nekutaura kuti vanhu vane usinde. Handi tine zvatinoitwa muno mwandi. Zvekuti tinoshandiswa semadhonzi, tinoshandiswa semahachi. Vanhu vemuno mune kuda kwekodzero dzavo vakazviramba izvozvo. Vanhu vekwedu vanobva vavanebhula vachiti vanhu vane nungo. And which of which zvinhu zvisiri kugara zvakanaka nevanhu vavanenge vachironzwa kunzi vari kunzi vane nungo nemhaka yekuti vari kuramba kudzvanyiriwa.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu hanzvadzi.
Notenda handi vanhu vekwedu ngavarege kuchipa vanhu. Rega ndimbandambozama kuvaudza futi nechindevede pako vangati.
Taurai tinzwe Bra Gibbs ikhuluma isiNdebele.
Yes, yakuzwa mfowethu khuluma ngizwe ba.
Alright, bhuti kunjani bhuti?
Ngikahle wena unjani?
Hayi right. Hey, ngicela ukuthi ube nomlayezo kwana abantu bakithi.
Yeah.
Bana ukuthi abantu abenzani. Ukwathela ukuthi ngabani ngamazinda, ngokubiza amazinda. Yabantu abavelade bazame ukufeza ama rights wabo. Yabona bhotwa.
Yeah, so bayasebenza sibilo kuzwa ke.
Eh.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke futhi ungathini lokusasa, eh?
Yabona bhotwa.
Yeah, so we've been listening to some audio, you know, in which some people are claiming that South Africans are lazy. I mean, it sounds like a statement that is maybe a little bit wayward because not everyone is lazy.
I think that's what the caller is trying to say, that, you know, for people not to escalate the temperatures that are already high, maybe some of these statements shouldn't be repeated. But interesting take there coming from a Zimbabwean truck driver. He's saying he's actually, you know, en route right now, and he had an incident in Cape Town where two gentlemen stopped the car. But he's saying some of the things, it's not even about xenophobia. It's really about people that are now, you know, wanting to rob and to take, you know, whatever is on the truck. They take the truck to the high density areas and loot. So there's an element there of all people taking advantage of the situation.
Yes, we've got Mr. Spanda. Osakungweni, Baba Spanda, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila mtawini. Ungaphoka khona khona.
Yami mina ngiyaphila baba.
Yeah, kunjani hipro khona?
Hayi, isimo sakhona simanga kahle impela baba, kusase kubi.
Tshela mina.
No. Hayi, kusase kubi impela kodwa ke hayi, sina sisaphephile lapha ekhona.
So sibone
ngezindawo
Yes, sibona abantu sibona abantu bephosa isidina ngama wind lapha, ngama fastel beku right.
Yeah, kunithi manje lapho bebephosa phela abantu labo bezama ukuziphindisela ukuthi la abantu bengangeni kakhulu ngoba vele la e-Hillbrow ngikhuluma iqiniso. Hayi lapha bengalimali impela ngoba hey lapha akuthambanga la.
Shuwa phela.
Akuthambanga. Inkinga nje yalawa abantu ukuthi masi khangelisisa kahle lento leyo sokuyibusela lento asebeyenza. Akuseyiyona le. Ngoba mina kahle kahle bengazi ukuthi kuthiwa i-strike sama-truck. So manje mase bengena emashopu bethatha izinto, bethaya abantu, yabona ukuthi sokuyibusela lo.
So khonapho abantu labo khonapho ngizokuthiwa bebephethe isibhamu. So besongani sokudutshulwana, eh?
Ya, khona besokunjalo impela, besokunjalo impela ngobana phela angeke uzuvume la ukuthaka ngomuntu ongamazi. Njalo akekho umuntu othathela omunye umuntu umsebenzi la nomuntu uzokumthathela kanjani umsebenzi ngoba awufiki lapha asebenza khona ukuthi iphuma mina ngisebenze. Inkinga yabantu balana ama-South Africans, they are very lazy, abafuni ukusebenza, bafuna into zamahhala. Manje angithi sijwayele ukuthi thina siyazenzela. So yingakho sifika lapha siqhathe sisebenze, sizenzele. Ngoba siyazi ukuthi lapha esiphuma khona kunjani, yes. bona manje abafuni ukusebenza, bafuna ukusebenza, bafuna into zamahala. Nomsebenzi onzima abawufuni, bafuna umsebenzi olula. Umuntu wakhona engasebenza namhlanje ngahola, sasa kabuye emsebenzini.
Ye kodwa sizwile, sizwile abanye phela Spanda. Lo munye umuntu wakusanda ukukhuluma lapha esithi ama South Africans akukuthi ukuthi wonke alazy. Ungabe kulabanye sibili ongazijayela kumbe uzijayela isibharara sakho ungayi emsebenzini into ezinjalo yabona. So uthi abantu bonke akusho ukuthi balazy. Ngizwe la usithi South Africans are lazy. Inxa ungakubeka ngendlela engani ingconywana ungakubeka kanjani kona?
Ya khona uyazi ukuthi phela angithi kufana nokuthi manje bakhuluma ngama drug dealers.
Yeah.
Ukuthi kunama Nigeria athengisa ama drugs. Akusiwo wonke ama Nigeria athengisa ama drugs.
Kakhulu.
Kodwa angithi manje mase bekhuluma bathi ama Nigerians. Abasho ukuthi some of them bathi ama Nigerians.
Konjalo.
Uyabona. Ehhe. So yingakho la ngibubeka ngaleyo ndlela. Yebo khona isikho ukuthi yibo bonke abalezi. Most of them. Abafuni vele ukusebenza, bafuna nje into zamahhala. Khona ukuthi uthiwa kuyahola imali zama-grant, athole imali bangazange bayisebenzele. Yizo lezinto abazifunayo. Athole leyo mali ayemthwaleni. Angathola utshwala nje kuye sokuright. Uyabona.
Hayi siyakuzwa
mshengo. Manje yiliphi ikhiyo eliza kumela khona lokhu ukuqhatha abantu abanjalo. And angithi yabona ukuthi yona lawo amashopu like njengoba manje namhlanje njengalashopu evuliweyo. Right, ama-owners amashopu lawa bazomvuma na ukuthi okay khona manje let's say le nto iyadonsa inyanga yonke abasebenzi bazahola ini bengazange basebenze. Ukhona ikhiyo lizavuma ukuthi uholise umuntu li engazange asebenze.
Kuyahlupha, kuyahlupha.
Khona ngabe kuthiwabe kunendlela engayenziwa mhlawumbe kutelwa abantu banikeze inotice ukuthi guys sinika up to idate eso nike phela ihambile. Hhayi ukuthi kuvele kuthaywa abantu nje.
Hhayi siyabonga Spanda.
Yebo baba.
Hhayi sibonge kakhulu sibili ukuthi ungenele sibili kwehlelweni ungadinwa kusasa Spanda.
Okay, hhayi nami ngiyabonga baba.
Yeah, so he actually said that some South Africans are lazy, like you know, that other guy said no, cannot use that kind of description. So but he ended up saying, of course, if there is some drug dealing, they say it's Nigerians, but not all Nigerians
not
do that.
Qualifying them.
So he ended up saying maybe some South Africans.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we have two callers that are waiting, so let me just jump in and hello, Shamiso.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Tukutora ne murikupiko sister, uye je, tipe wofungwa zi. I want reward hysteric. Muripa apiko kujohannesburg kwa kamera si.
Ndiri kumalveni, kuno kumalveni.
Ehe, tazwa kuti kumalveni ndo kumwe kwanga kuri kupisa zvizviri kuitika ikoko.
Aiwa kwa piswa zvinondwisa tsitsi, vapisa pepu, vapisa rasel. Rasel zvinotengesa sandwich tsitsi yacho noto vapisa vamosha. Zvinondwisa tsitsi. Zvimwe vanga vachitora nemota vachienda vachisiya vapisa kuti inini pfungwa dzangu handifungi kuti vari kuda kuti maforeigners vaende. Kana iri nyaya yemaforeigners vari kudii kusunga vasina mapepa zvacho. Ko maforeigners nokuzopisa mashops zvinolinga pasi. Ndopani pfungwa dzangu kuti inzira yekuba chete because vapisa futi game mutaun. And game kana kuti isusu maforeigners tivhure kana account haibvumi munotoshandwa nevanhu vemunochete saka vaipisirei zvinokwana papi mashops nemaforeigners
zvomubvunzo
wangu iwowo kuti kana vasingade maforeigners ibasa remapurisa kusunga munhu asina mapepa handiti seni ndine mapepa anondi chindishande muno kana munhu achishanda asina mapepa anofanira ngavasunge munhu kwete kumosha kwavaita uko
saka ikoko sister Sharon nhasi maenda iri kumabasa zvakamira sei pari zvino iye zvinezvi muri papa
inini ndaenda zvangu kubasa sezvo ndakurumidza kuenda handina zvangu problem yandaona because havasi kupinda mudzimba asi nokufamba kwenguva nokuti vanhu vanoba vachapinda mudzimba apa vauraya mashopo akawanda sisamazi.
Ko mapurisa ambowanikwa achibuda here vachienda kunzvimbo idzodzo?
Mapurisa emunomu haana simba rakanyanyisa. Nedzimwe dzenguva kana wakanyatsotasa unotoona kuti mapurisa aya asi anoshanda nevanhu.
Sei madaro?
Nokuti kuti nditi mapurisa chao chaiwo kumusha uko tinosvora zvedu kuti mapurisa anorova vanhu, but munomu ndinonyatsoona kuti mutemo wacho uri muvanhu, hausi kumapurisa. Vanhu vanotorohwa mupurisa akamira apa. Naivo mapurisa achona they are very corrupt andinoona. Vano kukapinda mutaoni usina mapepa uchingori nemari unotora apa votodya voenda. Mukona corrupt.
Aiwa, pakaoma sitsa. Saka mangwana muchaita sei manje? Zvanzi zvinopera rini kwezvi?
Izvi hazvina kutaura kuti zvinopera rini. Zvinhu zvakangooma. Upenyu hwedu huri mumaoko, tiri kungorarama zviri siye. But dai hurumende yazama kumiririra vanhu. Kana vachida kusunga vanhu vasina mapepa vosunga, voendesa chi vanhu vasina mapepa. MaNigerians vacho vari kuti vari kutengesa madrugs vanopinda sei? Because Nigeria inoshandisa ndege kakupinda muno muSouth Africa. So my question is, vanopinda sei pa airport nemadrugs? Vavanozouya votizo nemanigerian anotengesa madrugs vambopinda sei?
Aiwa, chokwadi muri kutaura mashoko makuku tu sister. Patience. Uyezve muri kukandirwa mahats nemalikes panapa vanhu vari kufarira zvamuri kutaura apa Facebook page yedu. Hanzi Shamiso is a true caller and disciple. Madanire vari kukubhigai apa. Asi tokutendai sister, tinenge tichingokubatai mukupindirana kwezuva nekuti mangwana tinenge tichienderera mberi tichitarisa kuti kwamuka kwakadii ikoko. Mugare.
Taurei. Makasimuka henyu kundifonera.
Aiwa, tinokufonerai mangwana tigonzwa kuti kwakamira sei.
Murare zvakanaka.
All right. Rega tore mumwe caller. Gibbs, there's another caller. Right. Hello, caller.
Hello, Mahadi.
Tiripo. Asi taurisai mukoma, muri kupi?
Ndiri kuCape Town, Kraaifontein.
Ehe, taurai tinzwe. Kwakamira sei ikoko?
Kuno Kraaifontein kwakanyarara zvedu nezvino ndokatikamborisa messages nevamwe shisa vanzi paida mwoyo vakapisirwa mumba kunonzi Delphi.
Ehe, hanzi zvava zvaita sei?
Handisi kuziva, hatina unzwa wangu chikonzero chakaita kuti vapisirwa mumba kuti message yatakangorisirwa pane imwe WhatsApp group yatinayo iri muno muCape Town.
Hanzi vakatopisa vakakuwadzwa here, zvakafamba sei?
Havandi vakatopisirwa mumba ndibva vatokutofasha iko vakangozotorwa kutoenda kumochari vakamendezova chikonzero changa chiri cheko.
Aiwa, nematambudziko tino toti matambudziko kwamuri. Saka imishuviro yenyu ndeyei? Dai vekuZimbabwe vanga vakateerera vehurumende, maida kuti chii?
Chatinotokumbirawo government yedu danga kuri kuti vari vanhu vechido nesu vaigona kumbowanawo zvimwe makana vangatitorerawo kugovernment yeSouth Africa kuti izivewo kuti kuuya kwatakaita muno muSouth Africa hatizi tese takauya tiri mabhodha jambasi. Vamwe vanotori nemabhamu tinotoa nemauti mupemite kuti inonibvumira kuita basa muno muSouth Africa and tinobvumirwa kupinda kubhodha zvekudanga iye South Africa yacho ichiziva kuti haisi kuda maforeigners munu ingada sio isiri kutibvumira kupinda kubhodha kuSouth Africa.
Aiwa, mashoko makuku tu hanzvadzi, tinokutendai chaizvo. So my two callers there, they, you know, the last one is just saying that he feels that if South Africa doesn't want foreigners, they should stop them from getting in because, you know, some of them are working there legally. But his wish is that the government of Zimbabwe also makes sure that its citizens are protected in South Africa.
And the sister was really...
Oh, yes. The sister was on fire. She is literally saying she's in the thick of things. And she said she witnessed two of, you know, the major stores where she lives. She says they were burnt down and people were looting and taking away furniture. So she feels that it's not about xenophobia anymore. It's looting. So which is what the other truck driver was saying from Cape Town. So it's now combined that people are probably blaming xenophobia, but it's also some kind of, you know, looting and people just, you know, taking the law into their own hands. And she says she's very disappointed with the South African police. She says they are corrupt, allegedly. That's her feeling. But we have someone who's saying something about South Africans. Lillian Lily Mandu, she's not very popular right here, but she said, I work with South Africans, or I've worked with South Africans. They are not lazy at all, but avadi kujinyirirwa. My foreigners have no option but to work on public holidays and overtime. That's where the problem is, because employers then choose foreigners like Zimbabweans because they know that they can abuse them. And, you know, that then we think, or, you know, the Zimbabweans then think South Africans are lazy. But she says, no, they will just be exercising their rights.
Okay. So all this reminds me of the late Bob Marley. You know, he penned the song Burning and Looting. So there's a lot of burning and looting in South Africa. Robson Mole is on the line. Robson, kunjani?
Hello.
Ngiyaphila mfowethu. Ifoni yakho ngani yakhiliza? Uyangizwa kuhle?
Ya, ngiyabuzwa.
Ye, uhamba njani lapho khona khona apho mfowethu?
Hayi, mina lapho engikhona akula lutho.
Kungaphi khona apho?
Wo, mina ngise Randfontein.
Kunjani Randfontein?
Johannesburg.
Aha.
Kodwa kungaphandle kancane kweJohannesburg. Hayi, khona kuthula ukuqali, asazi ngoba kulokhu kuhamba kuqhubeka zonke indawo lezi. Yeah.
So kodwa ubona zani aba yeah, abantu bazaphepha yini? Kumbe kuvele abantu banengibali imali.
Ah, inkinga kakhulu abantu abazalimala yilabo abangani bala ama-business. Ngoba into yakho ungani targeta lapho abantu lapho bola ama-business khona, ama-shop. Yeah, ayikangeni kuzakhamizi straight ezindlini. Isasemashopu nje.
Ye, kodwa wena ubona zani uzasila njani kona nxaba kulanda?
Hayi, mina ikuthi lapho engikhona ngaphandle kwetown. So ngani into le yenzeka phakathi kwamadorobha. Ngoba yikho kulamashopu amaningi edorobheni.
Ye, kuyazwakala kakhulu Mwale. Sibonge kakhulu ungathinda kusasa mfowethu.
Ah, nami ngibonge kakhulu
Dube. Yeah, so according to Robson Mwale, he's not in the central business district of Johannesburg. So he says the situation is normal there. So Jess Ncube says we've not heard anything from the Zimbabwean government commenting about these xenophobic attacks in South Africa. What is going on? Did you hear anything from the government?
Not, I think a lot of people have actually been calling. I've seen a lot of people sending messages. I saw a lot of Zimbabweans actually sending direct messages on Twitter and Facebook directly to the president, because he has a Facebook page, asking him to comment or at least to release a statement, but nothing so far. But let me read what some people here are saying on VOH on Facebook. More cheeseburger to the people of South Africa. Vanguvachu, they have a party. The Shamiso Chinotimba is saying, call me Adonis Jandura. Kutiko Sadak and AU. Say Vakanyarara, she's calling out Sadak and AU, saying they need to step in. More cheeseburger says, hi, call me. I'm in Durban. Fresher Chicks and Masquera say, go Vatereri or never Shamara TV Studio 7. A disciple Madani Ravutiko say, Ivana US. Nema Western vakanyarara chikonzero ndechekuti hapana muchena arikuitwa attack. Now in comes another, you know, school of thought. Disciple says, why is the US mom on this thing? Maybe it's because there are no white people being attacked. Richard Soko Sekurangwaruta, I lived in South Africa before. They are very lazy people there in South Africa, and he is disputing what one of our ladies here was saying, Lillian was saying earlier on. But if you have a caller, you can go ahead.
Yes, before that, I see that Newsday is actually quoting a Zimbabwean official in South Africa, actually saying that they are worried about the situation in South Africa. Okay. So it reads, the government is worried about the safety of Zimbabweans in South Africa following threats of fresh xenophobic attacks by some nationals in that country. So it says Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, David Hamaziripi, actually responded to a certain letter that was written by the Transport and Infrastructural Development Permanent Secretary about the situation, and he said they are concerned about the situation. So ke silo Raymond Ndlovu osicingani baba Raymond kunjani Ndlovu inyaphila Ndlovu ukubona njani okwenzakala kwa South Africa
mina kwela misa lapho engingakhona hayi uthulile
ungapho kwangkhona khona
misa yuvela
yebo yuvela kuthule zwizwi akula lutho next
hayi bese ngabona lutho
kuzweni kodwa
hayi ngakithi ngapha ngakezwa lutho bengizola nje ukuze ligqona se Kingstown
uzokuthi wabenzani khona ngale
hawu lutho amashop.
So wena ubona njani kodwa abantu nxa besebenza khona lapho sebesaba kangalani nxa besemsebenzini?
Ngibe nalo ulwazi kakhulu ukuthi nxa besaba kangakanani kodwa ke ngenxa yokuthi kwelamisayo la engakhona usathuli kangakaboni ukuthi abantu bayasaba nangabe abantu bayahamba emsebenzini njenjalo.
Ehe, so wena kodwa ubona njani izenofobia le ingamiswa njani njengoba kukhanya ngazani kula bantu bangalithandiyo khona ngapho-ke kwele South Africa?
Hayi, kona kona le nto akuyona izinophobia le
yini le
ngokubona kwami ayibusela nje bukhona
ye kodwa kulabanye abantu babephuma phela bedumeza ama-audio besithi bayahlasela bekhipha abantu emsebenzini bavala amashop benze konke lokho. So akutsho ukuthi kuhlangene la ma-truck drivers babesitsho njalo njalo abanye balinyaziwe baganyulwa so ke ubona kunjalo kuphela.
Ya khona into yakhona ilobusela phakathi ngendlela engiyibona ngakhona mina.
Hayi ke phose lokugcina mfowethu.
Okay, ngiyabonga na.
Hayi sibonge kakhulu. So that is Raymond Ndlovu. He says in Newville is a bit quiet.
So yeah, I think I also heard he's also sharing the same view that it may not be xenophobia per se, which some people are saying here, especially on the VOA Shona Facebook page. They are saying it's more like there's more looting and just lawlessness. I mean, people are just taking the law into their own hands and doing whatever they think they want to do. And Natafi Mataga, we don't have a government in Zimbabwe. It's one for himself, for our beloved country. That statement of government being worried is not enough. We need enough, we need action from government. That's Taffy Mataga reacting to what you just said on the South African, the Zimbabwean official in South Africa. Fraser, Nathan, very true, Mr. Madanire. If there was any white involved, President Trump, Vangadai, Batuisa, statement, Kari.
Yeah. So then there's Kumbuzo Mlalazi. He says, why is America and their sanctions not showing up in South Africa?
That's what it's exactly the same. I think, you know, it's you know, the brainchild of all the people that are writing here. They are saying South Africa America is very mum on this thing.
And then Blessmore as well saying, you know, Blessmore Ngobe, where is SADC, AU, and the EU? These are toothless bulldogs.
Richard Tandy says the same thing. Why is SADC yakanyarara while people are being abused in South Africa? So he's literally echoing what the people they are saying, that there seems to be a bit of quietness on what is going on in South Africa with other big major bodies like SADC, AU, and you know, even the US itself. They, you know, they are saying they're not happy about that.
Then Mandla Gama says, it's time SADC and the AU get serious about solving African political problems, particularly in Zimbabwe. It's time they stop supporting illegitimate governments, because people from failed states flock to South Africa. He says then this is what is happening right now.
Yeah. Very interesting there, but as we wind down, because we seem to be coming to the end of our program, we still ask you if you would like to identify where you are and what the situation is like. You can just write right here on our Facebook pages to say where you are and what the situation is like, because there may be other Zimbabweans in that same area that may be also on the lookout. Because like the other lady who came on the show, she said that, you know, she doesn't even know if she's going to work tomorrow because she, I think she said she works in a house. They haven't started targeting houses yet, but she feels that as the situation escalates, they may start looting houses and things like that. So that's the situation.
And then Pamela Kumaro says, I was supposed to be on the show today, guys, but I can't make it. I'm driving right now. And then we've got Polite Kwakuba Maposa. Would God hear us? Just to make a cool, but of course, nothing in the belly, people are very scared and traumatized of what is happening in Johannesburg. I think we've come to the end of our show
right
now. We thank all the listeners and viewers who actually joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Till we meet again, I'm saying bye-bye.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanganyahuye, and I would also just like to thank those that actually wrote to us. We'd put up a post. I see there's a WhatsApp Chigwaro, who's saying he's in Tembisa. That's one of the hottest places. Tafima Taga was saying, I mean, the Johannesburg CBD. Please call me, so we'll call you tomorrow. I'm Marvelous Mflanganyahuye in Washington.